Homosexuals and Corrupt Illinois Human Rights Commission versus Christian Business Owner. A three-person panel of commissioners from the 13-member Illinois Human Rights Commission has decided not to review the egregious decision of Illinois Human Rights Commission Administrative Law Judge Michael Robinson in the discrimination complaint filed by homosexuals Todd and Mark Wathen against Christian bed and breakfast owner Jim Walder. In 2011, the now married Wathens inquired about renting the Timber Creek bed and breakfast facility in Paxton, Illinois for their civil union ceremony. Because of his religious beliefs about the immorality of homoerotic activity and relationships, Mr. Walder informed Todd Wathen that he would not rent his facilities to Mr. Wathen and his partner for a civil union ceremony. The Wathens then filed a discrimination complaint with the Illinois Human Rights Campaign, a kangaroo-esque tribunal committed to normalizing homoeroticism through quasi-judicial means. Last spring, Judge Michael Robinson issued his order, which would require Mr. Walder to do the following: pay $15,000 each to Todd and Mark Wathen as compensation for their emotional distress arising out of the issue, cease and desist from violating the Human Rights Act by denying same-sex couples access to its facilities and services for marriages and civil unions, offer the Wathens access to the facility within 1 year for an event celebrating their civil union, and pay the Wathens' attorneys $50,000 in fees and $1,218 in costs. Mr. Walder's attorney, Jason Craddock, filed an exception, which was reviewed by the three commissioners who have decided that Judge Robinson's decision should stand. If you're not angry yet, here's some information that may raise your hackles. All of the Illinois Human Rights Commissioners are appointed bureaucrats, not elected. Only one of the three commissioners who reviewed the Walder case is an attorney. Two of the three commissioners who reviewed this case are homosexual activists, Terry Cosgrove and Duke Alden. And homosexual activist Duke Alden was appointed to the Illinois Human Rights Kangaroo Court by Governor Bruce Rauner. Here's a bit more information on homosexual activists Cosgrove and Alden. Terry Cosgrove was inducted into the Chicago Gay and Lesbian Hall of Fame in 2014. He is also a passionate and unrelenting foe of the right of preborn babies to be free from extermination. He is president and CEO of Pro-Feticide Personal PAC, and has lent assistance to NARAL, Planned Parenthood, NOW, National Pro-Choice Resource Center, Voters for Choice, Women's Campaign Fund, and the Emergency Abortion Loan Fund. Cosgrove was also honored with the Dubious Freedom of Choice Award by the Chicago Abortion Fund. Cosgrove was appointed to the Illinois Human Rights Commission by former Governor Pat Quinn after donating $400,000 to help fund Quinn's victory over Bill Brady. Rauner appointee, Democrat Duke Alden, is the chairman of Howard Brown Health, an LGBT health and social services organization. Alden served on the host committee for a presidential debate viewing party for, and I quote, Chicago's LGBT community to cheer on Hillary Clinton, end quote. The third commissioner on the panel was Patricia Bacalus Yadgar, a Quinn appointee whose husband is Director of Communications and Senior Policy Advisor for Illinois Secretary of State Jesse White, and whose father is former state comptroller, former state superintendent of education, and former Democratic gubernatorial candidate Michael Bacalus. Here's where it really gets interesting. State law prohibits more than 7 members of the same political party from serving on the Illinois Human Rights Commission. Currently, there are 6 Democrats, 5 Republicans, and 2 independents. And who do you think the 2 independents are? None other than, and no snickering, Terry Cosgrove and Patricia Bacalus Yadgar. So, in reality, there are 8 Democrat and 5 Republican commissioners on the Illinois Human Rights Commission. And there were no Republicans on the panel reviewing the complaint against the Walders. So, after learning a bit more about the commissioners who made the decision on the Wathens complaint, can anyone read this statement from the Illinois Human Rights Commission with a straight face? And I quote, "The commission provides a neutral forum for resolving complaints of discrimination filed under the Illinois Human Rights Act. Our primary responsibility is to make impartial determinations of whether there has been unlawful discrimination as defined by the Illinois Human Rights Act." End quote. Here are just a few salient comments about marriage, homoeroticism, and the plight of Christian owners of wedding-related businesses, on which the intellectually slothful among us might spend some time ruminating. First, marriage has an intrinsic nature, central to which is sexual differentiation, and without which a union is not in reality a marriage. Second, the law cannot change the intrinsic nature of marriage. The law can no more change the intrinsic nature of marriage by issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples than it can change the nature of dogs by issuing dog licenses to cats. When homosexuals say they are attracted only to persons of their same sex, they are implicitly acknowledging that men and women are fundamentally different. Therefore, a union composed of 2 people of the same sex is fundamentally different from a union composed of 2 people of different sexes. Fourth, a union composed of 2 people of the same sex is the antithesis of a marriage. It is, in reality, an anti-marriage. The ceremony that solemnizes such a union is an anti-wedding. The cake that is served at the anti-wedding reception is an anti-wedding cake. The floral arrangements adorning an anti-wedding reception are anti-wedding floral arrangements. Fifth, neither Mr. Walder nor any of the florists, bakers, wedding venue owners, or photographers who have been sued by petulant homosexuals have refused to serve homosexuals. Rather, they refuse to create products or provide services for a type of event for which they have never created products or provided services, and one which violates their religious convictions. In fact, many of the Christian business owners who have been sued have served homosexuals on many occasions, an inconvenient fact for leftists. Sixth, the term sexual orientation should never have been added to anti-discrimination laws or policies. It is a rhetorical invention of the left contrived to conflate heterosexuality with homoeroticism. Heterosexuality and homoeroticism are not flip sides of the sexuality coin. In any objective sense, all humans are heterosexual in that their anatomy and biology are designed for heterosexual activity. Homoeroticism is a disordering of the sexual impulse. And seventh, unlike other legally protected classes, which are objectively constituted and carry no behavioral implications, for example, race, sex, nation of origin, homoeroticism is constituted by subjective feelings and volitional sexual activity. Those are conditions about which humans have every right to make moral judgments. Mr. Walder has 2 remaining options. He may file an appeal to have the case reviewed by the entire 13-member Illinois Human Rights Commission, or file an appeal with an appellate court. Let's hope he and his legal counsel don't stop now. And then let's hope Governor Rauner looks into yet another corrupt Illinois institution, the Illinois Human Rights Commission.